3, 3, 4. The sands of time are slowly shifting. Everything is drifting, and it all seems out of place. You're not quite sure, but have the feeling you'll soon be reeling with more challenges to face. You may be right, you may be wrong. One day you're here, and the next you're gone. You gotta find the strength to carry on. What is humanity?
Humanity. Yeah. What is normanity?
Norman? You've been dreaming again. Here's a nice mug of coffee to wake you up.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I was at a Vermilion Dimension gig.
You should take some compassionate leave.
I've got responsibilities.
You're going to burn yourself out.
To the team and the clients. To you.
Today's your first day off in months. I'm doing us some toast.
Red 23.
Yes, that has got to be 2 grand. Excuse me, babe. A bottle of champagne, please, to celebrate. Whatever you want for yourself.
Yeah, certainly, madam. Thank you very much. I'll be right back.
12 months gone in just the blink of an eye, and Butler Corporation is soaring so high. They celebrate with a bang and some fizz. If something looks too good to be true, it probably is. But I'm only the waitress.
Truth is, she don't care less.
Just dastardly plan, but I'm only the waitress.
Truth is, she don't care less.
Attention, please. Sorry, attention, please. Attention, please. Thank you. I'd just like to say a few words, and then I'll let you get back to the main business of the evening.
Winning loads of money.
Okay, thank you. Shush, shush, shush. So, thank you, and welcome to the first anniversary celebration of the Butler Corporation Investment Scheme! Yeah, not a bad venue, eh? Only the most exclusive casino in East London. Plus a free bar, eh? Yeah. So, put your heads together for our CEO, the man behind all this, the Bulldog himself, Mr. Bob Butler! Okay, shush. So, what a fantastic 12 months we've had, eh? But as you all know, we can't stand still in this game. So, moving on, 2008 is going to be even better. And I'm delighted to announce that in just 1 week, we'll be launching a brand new investment product, Platinum Returns! Aimed at the big boys. And backed, as always, by the bang-on predictions of our very own state-of-the-art computer system. Yes. Oh, and you'll all be getting a pack with all the details, and you don't need me to tell you, it's a nailed-on chance to make a killing. Oh, yeah, shush. And remember, we all made the same solemn commitment. So, raise your glasses in a toast to your soul being one of
Arseholes!
Fuck me. I thought you'd never finish. I'm off to play the slot machines.
I'll show you the way, Bob.
This looks like a good one. Ancient Egypt. I always said that technology was the future.
You were a visionary, Bob.
Fuck! Not even a free spin. I reckon we'll be able to award ourselves another bonus payment this month.
It'll have to be approved by the Executive Pay Committee.
Only fit and proper. When's the next meeting?
Now.
Approved!
Our bulldog found his balls, eh?
You certainly did, Bob.
Big, brass, hairy, hanging, sweaty swimmers. I thought that we were gonna be facing our insolvency till bulldog found his balls.
Could have been the end of us, but Bob, you are a genius. Bulldog found his balls.
We launched a new investment scheme, the likes of which the world had never seen. And the city of London, we shall rule supreme.
Making so much money, it'll be obscene.
Come, come, come home to daddy. Come, come, come home to daddy.
Come, come, come home to daddy. Come, come, come home to daddy.
We did it, Joe. We wiped the floor. Making so much dosh, we can still make more.
You're right there, Bob. It's an open door. But if only you knew what lies in store.
Bulldog found his balls.
Bulldog found his balls.
Bulldog found his balls. Shouldn't be telling you this, but his worshipful Supreme Knight Commander has personally invited me to the next inner cloister meeting of the Grand Order.
Woohoo! And you're ready and willing to take the challenge to reach master level?
So fucking right I am.
But I've heard some very nasty rumours.
Ah, piece of piss. They can't intimidate the Bulldog. And once I'm on the inside with all the contacts and influence I'll have, we can give Portia the boot and keep all the spoils for ourselves.
Yeah? So that's your plan, is it, Bob?
Yeah, too right it is. Come on, Cleopatra. One more time for Uncle Bob.
Well, good luck, Bob. I think I'd better mingle, yeah?
Drink, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'll have Jack Daniels and Coke, please. Oh, make it a large one.
So how are the revenue forecasts looking?
Oh, I've never seen anything like it. The whole industry's falling over itself to get a slice of the action.
Perfect. And Platinum Returns will simply ensure that all those gullible investors continue handing us their money.
I still don't understand how they all fell for it so easily.
Basic human nature, Joe. People believe what they want to believe.
Mm. Oh, your dad's looking to put in 125 mil right off the bat.
Excellent. Mm. Well, I estimate that we need to give it another 6 months or so, and once Father has invested more than he can afford to lose, we'll pull the plug and watch the whole thing collapse.
Yeah, Bob might get ideas if he gets promoted in the Grand Order.
I'll deal with him when needs must.
Your Jack and Coke, Mr. Murray.
Oh, thanks.
Traders?
We reward them enough to keep them happy.
And not troubling us with any questions. Unlike dear old Piers.
He'll never work in the city again.
Given what corporate security found on his hard drive, he'll be lucky to find a job shoveling his own horse's shit.
Can't imagine how it got there.
And Norman?
Well, since you made him head of IT, he's so busy he ain't got a clue. Where is he anyway?
Back in Norfolk. Father died, funeral's today. Here's to Platinum Returns.
Cheers. Cheers.
Place the skyrocket into position, Mrs. Huckabee.
The skyrocket is in place, High Priestess Maureen.
Bunch of nutters.
It's what he would have wanted.
Norman, Have you prepared Ascensionist Goodman for his transition?
Yes, High Priestess Maureen.
Then you may light the fuse. We hereby launch Ascensionist Goodman's spirit to the eternal realm of the astral plane. Norman will now endorse the launch with his tribute.
Gone, gone from this mortal fray. Fuse lit and blown away. Where are you now? Launched, launched into outer space. Surely a better place. Where are you now? I know you always did your best for me. It wasn't easy being a single dad. I only wish I could have told you exactly how I felt. When we lost Mum, I was much too young. You reached out and the ministry strapped us in like an emotional safety belt. Love, love lost and all alone.
In outer space.
Off to the great unknown.
He's run his race.
Where are you now?
In the bosom of the cosmic Lord.
Up,
away among the stars.
Up somewhere in the sky.
He's gone past Mars.
A last chance to say goodbye.
Say your ta-tas.
Where are you now?
Let's all blow in a kiss.
I only wanted to make you proud. I studied hard and I found a job. You were a good dad, always there for me, come rain or shine.
And don't forget to make donations.
Until the father becomes the son. Or maybe it's the other way. I took was yours rather than mine. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now?
We've had a very generous collection from the membership.
Mrs. Huckabee, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
£12.75. Shall I process it through the ministry accounts as your father would have wanted?
Very kind. See you again soon, Mrs. Huckabee.
That Mrs. Heffalump, or whatever her name is, really creeps me out.
She means well. Come on, let's go home. Takeaway?
You read my mind.
You made it into Tech Monthly again. Nice picture. Could have smartened up a bit, though. Scruffy you are. Tris is still asking for an orthodontic chair to help with his posture. He reports to you, though, so you'll have to approve it. Luckily, Mrs. Office Manager here has found some possibles already. Range of prices to suit the budget. I'm thinking of making Fridays naked at work day. We all have to come in totally starkers, including management. You've not heard a single word I've said, have you?
I'll have mangosteen and Korean melon today, please, Tara.
And you obviously haven't read my memo about well-being in the workplace. The luxury fruit smoothies are on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Sorry, Tara, I was miles away. Since Portia promoted me, I spend more time on the admin than the technology.
If you're not careful, you'll burn yourself out. for quite a few years, and I've seen everything from tantrums to tears. You better start getting your priorities right, or you're only gonna find yourself drowning in shite. Keep it in perspective.
I need to focus on the infrastructure upgrade for Platinum Returns.
You take a 2-week holiday to somewhere in Spain. I bet the first thing you do before you get off the plane is check your email for something amiss. Don't you think the company is taking the piss? Keep it in perspective.
The current systems won't handle the volume of data.
Keep it in perspective.
There isn't sufficient bandwidth.
Keep it in perspective.
It's all going to crash.
Why don't you just get a bigger computer?
If I could just think of a different way.
You're a virtual hostage to that system.
There must be an alternative solution.
Be careful, or it'll start affecting your private life.
Something more out of the box.
Get your head out of the cloud, more like.
Maybe I could say that again? Virtual hostage, private life, head out of the cloud.
Now you're taking the piss.
The cloud? That's it. It's so obvious. Why didn't I think of that before? A virtual private cloud model would allow us to seamlessly scale our infrastructure to handle any increase in data volume.
That sounds good.
That really would be a bigger computer.
Tara, you're a genius.
Perspective.
Keep it in perspective.
Keep it in perspective.
Yeah!
We'll need to clean up the client database.
Right.
Make sure there are no duplicate or corrupt records.
Right.
We could try running an automated check, but I don't have time to set it all up.
Right.
And the only other way is for someone to do it all manually.
Oh, why didn't you just say so in the first place? I can do that for you.
Really?
Oh. Just sign this chitty for Triss's chair before he calls health and safety.
That'd be unbelievable. I'll send you the data now and I'll explain what's needed.
No problem. It's a deal. Triss, there you are. Norman.
Just
decided...
Oh, I don't think I've slipped a disc. My GP says that there's at least a 6-week waiting list to see an osteopath. I did a Google search. What if it's an abdominal aneurysm? I'm only 23.
I've approved your new chair.
Thanks, Norm. God, you're such a great boss. Oh, shit. The network's crashed again.
It'll be one of the old routers.
I'll have a look.
Oh, thanks, Triss.
Could take a while.
Mr. Norman, welcome, come in, per favore. I'll take for you, Mr. Norman.
Thank you, Luigi.
Yeah, presto, your beautiful lady already here. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I know.
Go, hurry. You have the usual?
Yes, please. That'll be lovely. Oh, sorry, I'm late. Did you get my message?
Network failure.
Triss stayed on so that I could get away.
Well, you're in now.
You're not angry with me, are you?
I never thought I'd say this, but investing in Butler Corporation has made the cooperative financially stable for the first time ever. It'll mean we can do so much more.
That's the idea.
The trustees were well impressed with that website I sent them showing the projected results.
Yeah, I told you, ethical financial trading was always technically very feasible.
So, they've decided to move all the charity's funds into Platinum Returns. Must be the drink making me go all soft. Cheers to me, to you, and Triss for letting you be here tonight. Eventually.
So that's your award?
Impressed?
Well, let me see it. It's heavier than it looks. London Fields Housing Cooperative, winner, Community Initiative of the Year 2007. Presented by the Mayor of London himself.
Oh, I wish you could have been there.
I'm sorry, it's just... the pressure at work now is so...
I know.
It's so weird how things turned out.
In what way?
Me running the IT department in a big financial institution.
You want a cracking wage now, at least.
thought I'd have left Butler Corporation by now, and the band'd be making it big.
You gave it a go, Norm.
Jez was a great bass player, but he just never turned up on time.
And Mickey was perpetually stoned behind his kit. Yeah, I know. You've said it 1,000 times. Just accept it. They were tossers.
They just couldn't grasp the historical importance of the Million Dimension.
Dreams can turn to shit sometimes. You should have learnt that lesson.
Is that supposed to cheer me up?
Excuse me, Mr. Norman, your favourite. Sorry for the delay. We had a little accident in the kitchen.
That's okay, Luigi.
I made the sauce myself, just as you like.
Perfect.
You could afford a decent guitar now if you wanted one.
I suppose. Oh, I've always wanted a golden Gibson Firebird, just like Ronnie's.
Well, just buy it. Record that mad album you always used to bang on about.
Oh, rosewood fretboard, bar magnet pickups, an MXR Phase 90 foot pedal.
Just promise me you won't do a Ronnie Yup.
Oh, that's delicious. What do you mean, do a Ronnie Yup?
Go and overdose on a dietary supplement. Another bottle.
Gosh, you must be hungry. I know the feeling.
You requested a meeting. I fully appreciate that we can't be seen together at the office, but Spitalfield City Farm, please.
I needed to speak with you.
Well, speak then.
I've done everything you asked me to. Churning out false data, loading dodgy material on staff PCs so you can sack them.
And you were compensated for doing so.
Butler Corporation continues to exceed market expectations. Their new Platinum Returns portfolio is up a further 8 points.
So, I move the funds into a Jersey-based benefit trust and avoid paying $8 million in tax.
Can I come in?
Gotta go, Jerry. Oh, you on? Yeah, I'm a bit busy right now, Bob.
This won't take long.
Okay, but first just let me say many congratulations on your promotion. Master level in the Grand Order. You should be proud.
Bunch of posh wankers.
Oh, you beat the challenge then?
Oh, it was all very degrading.
Senior master level next, Bob. The highest rank.
Not if I have to go through anything like that again. They could have at least spared me the goat's testicles.
All sacrifices have to be made.
Well, not like that, they don't. I'm furious, Joe. Those Cockshaws are a bunch of degenerates. We're going to have to get rid of Portia and run this company on our own.
Well, before you make any rash decisions, I should let you know that something's turned up.
What do you mean by that exactly?
I've paid off all my debts, and I want out.
Well, before you make any rash decisions, let's talk about you and Bob.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I note that you and Bulldog have quite a soft spot for each other, and I'm sure you haven't informed him about our little arrangement.
So,
I thought it wise to keep him in place, just in case I needed a little leverage for, well, exactly this situation.
You can't get rid of him. Butler Corporation is his life.
It'll be very straightforward. I simply inform the board that our CEO, Mr. Robert Butler, is having an undisclosed relationship with a junior member of staff, and he'll be forced to resign.
No, but we haven't done anything wrong.
That's beside the point. It's against company policy, and Lord Cockshaw would not approve.
It would appear that the Butler Computer Systems forecasts have been unerringly correct yet again.
Norman's computer system can't predict nothing.
I fucking knew it. There's never been a computer built yet that'll beat the old gut feel.
But Bob, you're not getting it. Platinum Returns is being sold on the promise that Norman's computer system will continue to make accurate predictions.
But that'd be fraud.
Exactly. And it was Tris putting in all the fake data to make it look like the system really worked.
He'd never do anything like that. He's as honest as the day is long.
Portia had him over a barrel. And now, according to her, in legal terms, that makes Tris
an accessory to the fact.
He could end up doing stir.
And you could end up doing stir with him. It's your company, and you signed off on everything.
According to Portia. What are you two up to?
Bob would be devastated. Butler Corporation is his life.
It'll be bye-bye, Bulldog, plus he'll be booted out of his precious Grand Order with his tail between his bandy little legs.
What do you want me to do?
What I tell you, as always. Specifically, input the numbers to show that Platinum Returns will continue to outperform market expectations. Simple, really. Do that, and Bob keeps his company.
And what makes you think you'll get away with whatever it is you're planning?
Oh, that's easy. I simply rely on the fact that ordinary people refuse to believe in the existence of evil. Right, I have to get back to the office. The smell of this place is simply unbearable.
And now, over to Charlotte with the latest sports update.
Never mind what we're up to. We just can't have you messing it all up. Enjoy your Grand Order privileges, but step out of line and you won't be seeing Triss for a while, except perhaps at visiting times.
You and Portia? You've stitched me up like a kipper. And Triss as well.
Just business, Bob. You said yourself. Sometimes you just have to screw it up for somebody else.
I'll never forgive you, Judas.
I can live with that, Bob. Now, if you don't mind, I have some calls to make.
Yeah, don't worry. I was leaving.
Forever yours, a friend and so in love with you. Ever grateful and so fated to be forever yours.
Forever yours, to be the one who cares for you. At first a little frightened to be forever yours. And though things look hopeless, this flawed man that I am,
in all this pitilessness, yes, there's no need to feel dismay, for we shall find a way. Forever yours, and always being there for you, to make things right and get us through. I'll be forever yours.
I'll be forever yours.
I'll be forever yours.
Good morning, you.
You're a bit early today, Tara.
How do you mean?
For the luxury fruit smoothies.
Oh, no. I've just sent you a file. I finished going through all that data you sent me, and I wanted to tell you myself.
That was quick.
I stayed late last night and was in this morning at 6 a.m. to finish it off. I wouldn't do that for anyone, you know.
Thank you very much. Well, it was probably very tedious.
Actually, I quite enjoyed it.
Really?
Made a change. There was one thing, though.
What was that?
I couldn't help noticing that when a client had a new account number and an old account number, the return on investment was exactly the same.
Statistically, that's entirely plausible, Tara.
But for both accounts, always the same level of return, month after month.
I'm sure there's an explanation.
You must be right. And the fruit smoothies.
What about them?
I thought we might go back to donuts for a while.
Oh, yes, please.
Yummy!
Matching returns indeed. It's ridiculous. Hold on. Hold on. No, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, my God.
Pressure cooker world, how did it ever get this way? If I could have my time again, I wouldn't have fucked things up so bad.
You better have a good reason for waking me up.
I couldn't sleep.
Well, neither can I now. Cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Well, I'm gonna have one.
I think that the system at work has been hacked. I ran a false security scan. Something's not right.
That doesn't sound too good.
Well, it could be anyone from some spotty kid in his bedroom to Russian intelligence.
Really?
Yeah, at first I thought they were just trying to steal all the personal data, but it looks more like they were deploying some kind of malware.
So?
Which could crash the whole system at any point.
What are you trying to tell me?
Well, if that happens, well, Butler Corporation would completely collapse and all the investors would lose everything.
Including the London Fields Housing Cooperative.
Everyone.
Fucking hell, Norman!
I'll speak to Portia as soon as I get to work tomorrow morning.
And what am I supposed to tell the trustees now? That the corporate cooperative is likely to go bust and the OAPs will soon be out on the street.
Well, make sure you change all the passwords and don't click on any suspicious file attachments.
Oh, how could I have been so naive? Deep down, I knew it was too good to be true.
I will sort it out. I promise.
And I'll need a clear head in the morning. You best use the sofa bed tonight.
And when did knocking before entering cease to be polite?
Sorry, but we've suffered a serious data security breach.
And what, may I ask, has led you to that conclusion?
I checked the system last night. Someone's been manipulating the code.
Hello, Joe. At my office now, and pick up Triss on your way.
We'll have to inform the Financial Conduct Authority.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
But the results we're producing are completely false. The computer system is just a facade.
Come in, please.
You wanted to see me?
And me as well.
Norman, let me introduce you to your hacker.
Joe.
Guess again.
Nice one, nerd.
Tell me you didn't do it, Triss.
No, it's too late and what I did was wrong. Now I realize all the damage I've done. I can tell you that I'm sorry, but it won't do no good. If I could only turn the clock back, I would. Now you know what I was doing. But it felt like my life was in such a ruin. I was up to my eyes in debt. She offered me a way out of it. I just let her get the better of me. She made it sound so easy. But then the interest on the loan that she gave me started building up, and it spiraled out of control until I couldn't afford
oh,
to.
Shut up, please. You weren't complaining at the time.
Oh, that's it. I resign.
Resignation accepted. But you're replaceable, and you needn't worry about Bulldog either. We've already dealt with him.
Has been.
He staked his whole company and reputation based on a lie.
I hope you'll be able to forgive me one day, Norman.
You're just evil.
Why, thank you. You say the nicest things.
Think you're so clever, but I found you out. And now it's very clear what you're all about. You sit there all smug, but this is no joke. A lot of good people gonna wind up broke. Now I know what you've been doing. One big shit pot that's been brewing.
You'll be the one held responsible for developing a computer system that has been making consistently false market predictions.
You snitch to the old Bill and you get yours.
It's a matter of principle.
How does 10 years for conspiracy to defraud sound?
Now you know what we've been doing. Do you think we care about who we're screwing? Better think carefully before you do anything recklessly.
'Cause I can't let you get the better of.
I can't let you get the better of.
No, I won't let you get the better of me.
About time you manned up. Shame it's all a bit late in the day.
Let me make it a little easier for you, Norman. We can either cut you in and make you a very rich man, or we can cut you out permanently. And Celia as well, if we have to.
Hello?
Norman, look, where on earth are you? I've been trying to contact you all day.
The office.
Tara said you were out.
I'm in the server room. It's about the only place I could escape to and get quietly pissed. The bastard.
Why didn't you answer my calls?
We're all in it together. There's no point.
What do you mean?
This whole thing is just it's one big scam and we've all been taken in. Oh, Now it looks like I'm gonna lose you as well.
No, no, you won't, Norman. All right, I'm not going anywhere. We're a team. Norman, Norman, are you still there? Speak to me, Norman. What are you thinking? I'm so worried now. I can tell that you've been drinking. If you're in trouble, tell me about it. Whatever life throws at us, together we'll get through.
There's nothing you can do. It's all down to me. It's my responsibility, and I have to deal with it.
Norman, please.
Don't blame yourself. How could you have known? Whatever happens next, I won't let you face it on your own. There's no problem, no problem. You cannot share with me. Me, Norman, I'll be here for you. There's no problem, no problem. You cannot share with me.
You don't know what they're capable of.
Right, that's it. I'm coming over.
I thought I'd ask Triss to replace that dodgy server fan. Hold on. The servers. Of course. All the evidence is on the servers. I just need one of them. Come on. Got it.
Evening, Mr. Goodman. You're working late.
Hello, George. Yeah, it's been a long day. Doing your rounds?
It's just that I heard some kind of commotion, sir.
Oh, funny. I heard something as well.
And everything's all right, is it?
I've got some more work to do on this at home.
But you can't take that server out of the office, sir. You know that.
I can if I want to. I'm head of IT.
Now, Mr. Goodman...
Your shoelaces are undone!
And it's still against company policy to take that computer out of the office.
Look out! Behind you!
What the... Hey! Come back here with that!
Sorry, George! You're just the cog in the machine!
Well, now the wicked scam is finally revealed. Whatever he does, Norm's fate is sealed. He's really in it, right up to his neck. So we drew a little chasing for dramatic effect. I'm only security. What happens next isn't up to me.
What the hell is going on down here? All the alarms are going off upstairs.
It's Mr. Goodman. He's making off with company property. He's no slouch. I'll give him that.
Where did he go?
He must have ducked into this office.
Norman, we know you're in there. Come out now.
I'm going to blow the whole thing wide open.
And just how do you propose doing that?
I've got all the evidence I need on this server.
Break the door down.
What, he might get hurt?
Do you know who I am?
It's against regulations. I won't do it.
In that case, get out of my way.
Oh, right in the cobblers.
Come any closer, and I'll jump.
Say everyone, it's a short life.
That's company property.
Say everyone, it's a short life.
You won't get away with it.
Say everyone, it's a short life.
Norman, get down from that window.
Say everyone, it's a short life.
Celia, what are you doing here? Oh!
Short life.
We don't decide when our time has come.
Short life.
And now for me it seems my work here is done.
Short life.
No great achievements to extol.
They bled you dry but never acquired your soul. So let it be revealed, the answer to the eternal question.
What if the truth that we cling to is all illusionary? If there's a higher power to turn to, make yourself known to me.
Say everyone it's a short night. 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 Short life.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Norman! What have you gone and done? Somebody help, please!
Isn't he okay? It's only the ground floor.
He's not breathing.
I'll take that server, thank you very much.
You cynical piece
of... He's not looking too good from here. I better call 999.
Please hurry.
Is that the emergency services?
Try some smelling salts, he'll be fine.
I don't believe you.
He must have bashed his bonce when he fell out of the window.
And I expect him at the press conference for the Platinum Returns launch tomorrow, looking and sounding like the technical genius the finance world believes him to be.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
Ah, he's right out for the count.
I have everything that I came for, so I'll leave you to it.
It's all just business to you, isn't it?
Yes.
The back of the Butler Corporation building on the Mile End Road. An ambulance has been dispatched.
Oh, thank God.
They made it top priority when I told him he was turning blue.
Hang in there, babe. Help is on its way.
I'm not sure if now is the best time to bring this up, but has he made a last will and testament?
Huh. Where am I? How did I get here? It's like a dream. And all this equipment, the amps and the guitars, even a Gibson Firebird. So there really is an astral plane.
But not as you envisaged.
Ronnie, yup! This is too weird.
You're just in time.
What for?
My sound check, let's do it! Grab that Fender Telecaster.
Incredible! Thanks, Ronnie! That's my song.
I thought I'd help you finish it.
So, where am I exactly?
You are beyond the astral plane, Norman.
The mathematics behind it all must be incredible.
If you say so.
But Ronnie, there's something I've always wanted to ask you.
Go on then, but make it quick. We don't have much time.
How did you get that weird feedback loop effect out of the MXR Phase 90 foot pedal?
Let me think. You just have to...
Yeah?
Turn that little knob on the front up a bit and adjust the treble on the guitar.
But that doesn't make any sense.
My memory's not so good these days.
Hold on. You're not Ronnie Yup. That's a wig. And you can take those dark glasses off, imposter.
All right. It's me.
Dad.
It was the only way I thought you'd listen.
You deceived me.
Just like we've all been deceived, Norman.
You mean the investment scheme?
The investment scheme, the ministry, the mysterious circumstances surrounding your hero Ronnie Yup's death. Everything is a scam.
But Ronnie died in the bath, overdosed on cod liver oil.
No, son. He faked his own death for the life insurance.
Never.
Wake up, Norman. He'd had enough of being exploited by his record company and wanted out. He's been secretly living in a windmill near Utrecht for years.
And the ministry?
Good question. Where was the bloody cosmic lord above when Mrs. Huckabee was embezzling ministry funds?
But they only raised a couple of hundred quid.
According to Mrs. Huckabee's receipts, which I stupidly signed off, the target had been easily hit months before.
I bet High Priestess Maureen felt let down.
She was in on it, son! They used the money to buy some expensive beachfront property in Florida.
And Dr. Samuel Miller?
Norman, you are not getting it, are you? There was no Dr. Miller. They made it all up.
Only when you finally accept what's really happening can you start to take a step towards doing something beyond the astral plane. The evil is unmasked, and Norman, it's your task to make everything alright. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. All it takes is someone to stand up and do what's right.
Yeah, that's it. Do what's right. Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
Hold up, Norman, where are you going? I'm not finished explaining.
I must go back. It's what I have to do.
Norman, wait! There's more I need to... Oh, what's the point? I just have to find out the hard way.
And that concludes our Platinum Returns presentation. So now we'd like to hand over to our CEO, Sir Robert Butler, to say a few words.
I'd just like to say how excited we are at the launch of our new investment product, Platinum Returns. Pause for applause.
Where the hell is he?
He'll be here. Trust me.
As you know, I have always been a big supporter of our cutting-edge technology, and we are convinced it is a game-changer in the industry. And we are expecting unprecedented results.
Thank you very much, Bob. Oh, now, Sir Bob, of course. Well, this is a big move for us, and we are very confident in the outcomes promised by our computer projections. And I'd just like to recognise and thank Sir Bob Butler, who has been a driving force behind the success and instrumental. Here he is.
Where the hell have you been?
Beyond the astral plane.
What? Just get up there and tell them what they want to hear.
But anyway, Norman Goodman, our head of IT, don't need no introduction. First IT manager to win Finance World's Man of the Year, the one responsible for all this, and he's going to explain the science behind our consistently accurate projections. Norman?
One, two, one, two. Testing. Testing. I only wanted to build something that would make a positive difference and my dad proud. I thought I had, but people can be difficult. I didn't realise that...
Okay, thank you very much, Norman. Perhaps you could do with a drink of water.
But I haven't finished.
While he does that, Sir Bob and I are happy to take any questions on the launch strategy of...
Platinum Returns.
Alan Stevens, bestinvestments.com. Does your modelling allow for potential downturns in the market?
Thanks, Al. Trust me, we have total and full confidence in our system.
Diane Greening, Financial Times.
Shouldn't you be exercising a little more caution?
Oh, come on, Di. Just look at our track record.
Annette Jennings, Citizen News Online. You always put on a good show at Butler Corporation, but we've looked at the numbers, and to be frank with you, they don't add up.
Okay, thanks, Annie.
It's Annette.
Whatever.
And I smell bull. What exactly are you hiding, Mr. Butler?
Nothing, I promise.
Well, Mr. Goodman, perhaps you could explain how your famous algorithms are so consistently accurate.
I can answer that.
The Butler Corporation investment scheme is a complete fraud! Give me that! The numbers have been deliberately falsified from the outset. It's all been a massive lie, perpetrated by Bob Butler and Joe Murray and her!
And I trust that you have all the corroborating evidence.
Yes, but she took it. Portia Cockshaw. She was just there. A minute ago.
There is no evidence.
Not so fast.
Tris.
I downloaded everything onto this hard drive before I resigned. I wasn't going to let you carry the can on your own, Norman. Tris called me with the news. I came here as fast as I could.
Whoa.
Easy there, Napoleon.
I'll fucking do you little nerd!
Not so fast! You disappointed me.
Saved from the brute by my prince.
Bulldog still got his balls, eh?
Oh.
Right, let's see how big they really are!
Oh, bigger than yours, you disloyal little runt!
Oh, Bob, please, be careful.
Ah! My arse! Oh, you posh people are all the same.
That's for having me fitted up and sacked. Would you mind if we borrowed that riding crop when you finished with it?
Mr. Butler, may I have a quote now?
As CEO of Butler Corporation, I remain in full control of the situation and will be issuing an official update in due course.
They're the company swine!
And who the fuck are you?
Agent Georgina Johnson, FBI. We got a very interesting call from this little lady last night.
FBI?
It's a global operation, bigger than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, you're gonna pay for this, Norman.
Shut face.
Zip it. We'll handle it from here. I'll take that hard drive, thank you very much.
You can have it. It's all backed up.
Now, Mr. Butler, Mr. Murray, behave yourselves, please. Yous are both under arrest for conspiracy to defraud. We'll be having a little chat at the Bureau.
Yes!
I'm going to have to arrest you as well, Mr. Goodman, on suspicion of aiding and abetting a criminal offense.
But he hasn't done anything!
Blimey, I thought you lot would be all finished by now.
Tara, they're from the FBI. Be careful what you say.
I don't care who they are. I've booked this meeting room for the stress management train the trainer training. You've got 5 minutes to clear up and sling your ox. You can come out from undercover now, Agent McMufty.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Tara. Agent McMufty?
I'm sorry I couldn't tell you sooner, Norman, but we've had Butler Corporation under surveillance for a number of years.
We just needed to cozy up to someone on the inside who had access to all the necessary information.
And you picked me?
Yes, we did. Now, where's Ms. Cocksure?
I saw her leaving through the break room not 2 minutes ago, ma'am.
Get all available squad cars down here now.
Ah, there'll be no need for that, ma'am. As soon as I realized she was trying to make her escape, I was able to disable the lift by switching the power off.
Shh!
Let me out! I can't breathe!
Good job, McMufty. There's a promotion in this for you.
But what's going to happen to Norm?
Mr. Goodman will be treated just like anyone else.
And the big bosses? Will they be treated just like anyone else?
Ronnie, what are you doing here?
All they wanted to do at Rockadildo Records was nuke to me in the current. Why do you think I contrived my own demise?
Okay, everyone, press conference over. Let's get our butts the hell out of here.
What charges will be brought against Porsche Cockshaw?
How endemic is this type of conduct in the industry?
Investigations will duly progress until we get to the bottom of this unholy mess. The 1% with all their clever tricks will always try to hide the fact that everything's fixed. But I'm just a detective. I remain fully objective. Norman survived without selling his soul, but unfortunately somebody's head had to roll.
So
Silence in court. Silence in court.
Norman Goodman, you have been found guilty of fraud, bribery, and the falsification of data. Having reviewed all the evidence before me, I can only conclude that you were solely responsible for building a computer system designed with the deliberate and malevolent intention of misrepresenting sensitive financial market information for your own personal gain. As for your co-defendants, I am persuaded that Sir Bob Butler, a fellow member of the highest level of the Grand Order, is a man of unimpeachable reputation. Portia Cockshaw, being part of the great Cockshaw banking dynasty, and, might I add, such a fragrant young lady, could not possibly be party to such a despicable scheme. While Joseph Murray, hailing from a family of honest and humble fruit and veg traders, was nothing more than an innocent pawn in the game. And so it is you, Norman Goodman, and you alone, who must be held accountable for the misery caused to thousands of innocent investors. I hereby sentence you to 10 years hard labor, and may the cosmic Lord above have mercy on your wretched and worthless soul.
But, Your Honor, I was only trying
you
to...
You could have been a deliciously wealthy man.
See you in 10 years, mate.
This wasn't meant to happen, Norman.
I should have spoken out sooner.
We were all shafted.
I'll visit you, Norm. I can bring you some donuts.
If you'd practiced your alien scales a bit more, you might have made a half-good guitarist, you cretin.
I can't wait a decade, Norman. I'm still young and I've got my life ahead of me.
This isn't justice. You can't be a real judge. Take that stupid wig off. No, not again. You can't keep doing this to me, Dad.
Desperate situations require desperate measures, my son.
Do what's right. That's what you said.
Well, you buggered off before I had the chance to finish.
Oh, so it was all my fault that I ended up being the one sent to prison?
You've been a prisoner all your life, Norman. Just without the walls.
And all the guilty get let off, I suppose?
So it would seem. Look, son, it took a lot of courage for you to get up there and blow the whistle. You did the right thing. And not many would have. But the real world doesn't work that way.
So what about Portia?
She'll seize full control of the Cockshaw Empire. There'll be no stopping her. And Joe will tag along for the ride.
The investors?
They'll lose everything.
Not the housing cooperative.
And many just like it.
So it's hopeless?
Not necessarily, Norman. You have a greater power than you realise.
It doesn't feel like it to me.
Look to those around you.
You mean Celia?
And others as well. They'll be there for you. If you just give them the chance.
I was sleeping, but now I'm awake.
Norman, the power you have...
There's a new direction that I have to take.
...comes from the love that's within you. And those closest to you.
And I shall never make the same mistake. I'm coming back from the dead.
Trust in it.
They gave me a job with a grand-sounding title. But all I was really was an ant in a hill. Nothing I worked on was ever that vital. But they just kept on squeezing until I fell from a windowsill. There was never any ladder to climb. It's all just a smokescreen to make sure we toe the line. Well, I've just shifted to a new paradigm. I'm coming back from the dead. I'm coming back from the dead. I'm coming back from the...
dead.
Fuck! Norman, you're back.
Are you real?
Last time I checked.
Where am I?
You're in hospital.
Do me a favour.
What?
Tweak my ear, like when we first met.
Why?
I want to be sure that I'm not hallucinating. Ow! Ow, that hurt.
A tweak on the ear works every time.
Agent McMufty, the FBI, Dad, totally mad.
The critical care team have had you heavily sedated since you fell and banged your head.
I can hear Ronnie's solo from beyond the astral plane.
Well, the doctor's recommended playing some music that you like.
I don't have time for that. I have to go back into work, now.
But they went ahead without you this afternoon, Norman. Platinum Returns was launched in a blaze of publicity.
That doesn't make any sense.
You've been out of it for most of the day. Look, look! Porsche's all over the news, taking credit for it all.
Established yourself as the new high priestess of the city.
I don't believe it.
The entire financial industry is ecstatic that your supercomputer's predicting huge gains on Platinum Returns.
Thank you, Colin. Yes, we couldn't be more pleased with...
But it's all just one massive bubble waiting to burst.
But what will be in it for them?
Porsche must have some kind of plan to deliberately crash the market and take total control over everything.
Come in!
Norm, you're alive! I brought you some donuts.
What were you thinking, Norman? Looking to do yourself in by jumping out of a ground floor window?
No, he didn't.
Joe's putting it about that you went, you know, a bit mental.
He slipped and fell trying to recover one of the servers.
Which had all the evidence on it.
I always reckoned something was a bit fishy.
And if it wasn't for you finding those dodgy accounts, Tara, the whole scam would have never been uncovered.
You don't know what that means to me.
Porsche and Joe will be like pigs in shit.
And Bob, what an arsehole.
I heard that. Here, these are for you.
Red roses. Bob, you shouldn't have.
Read the card. I helped him write it.
You nerds were right all along. Lots of love. Bulldog. Grr.
He's a real sweetie at heart.
I resigned from the Butler Corporation and the Grand Order. Couldn't live with myself. Refused the knighthood as well.
I knew someday my prince would come.
Triss here helped me see the error of my ways.
Oh, I love a happy ending.
Come on in.
Triss called me with the news. I came here as fast as I could.
But where's Napoleon?
Ugh. Not quite yourself, are you, chum?
So what are we gonna do?
Well, first off, as soon as I get back to the office, I'll encrypt the servers and add some security layers to the code. That'll protect all the investors and stop the data from being manipulated any further. Plus, it should slow Porsche and Joe down for now and buy us a bit of time.
But then what? Porsche can't be the only one out there ripping everyone off.
You don't want to know.
We can't let them get away with it. I could always set up an online blog.
Defo, and use the new social media platforms to get our message out.
I could do a bit of digging, I suppose. I've got a nose for it now.
And if things get a bit nasty, they'll have me to deal with.
Too right. We'll take to the streets if we have to.
Armata Vero, armed with the truth.
And a bag of donuts.
I'm still convinced that the system would have worked. The design was perfect.
It was brilliant, Norman. But hold on. Thinking about it, I did make a monumental cock-up.
Forget it, Triss. What's done is done.
No, what I mean is, I only started inputting Porsche's false data after the downturn, not before.
Are you sure?
Yes, and so the system must have worked when it correctly predicted it.
But that changes everything.
And?
And we'll do it again. We still have the source configuration.
And this time, if we apply emerging quantum technologies and machine learning to the financial modelling, we can significantly improve performance.
So what you're saying is that while Porsche and her cronies are trying to figure out why their dodgy numbers aren't giving them the results they need, you can build an alternative system that is equitable and fair, which benefits everyone.
Got it in one.
That's a bit ambitious, isn't it, chaps?
Hear them out. I built Butler Corporation from scratch. Where's your balls, for God's sake?
It'll be like the good old days.
Thanks, Dad. You were right. There's no meaning or purpose in being part of a weird cult or worshipping some random rock star.
We need a doctor. Pronto.
He must have proper banged his noggin.
We have everything we need right here. Each other.
Throw away all the rules.
What were they good for?
To fight a system that has taken us for fools.
Stay true to ourselves and trust in those we love.
It doesn't have to be like this.
With all those knobs in high places who simply take the piss. Stay true to ourselves and trust in those we love.
Once more onto the breach, dear friend.
If not now, then never.
We can all make a difference as to how the story ends.
Stay true to ourselves and trust in those we love.
For as we draw back the veil,
the house of cards will fall,
and truth shall prevail.
Together, we have the strength to overcome the evil, to love and unite, and to face up to anything without fear.
Ah, Doctor, we thought he might be losing it.
No. Vital signs are excellent. Just lay off the cod liver oil for a few weeks.
It's deep inside us all. Stay true to ourselves and trust in those we love. Trust in those we love.
I will have a donut, thanks. Can't change the world on an empty stomach.
Say everyone, it's a short life. Say everyone, it's a short life. Short life. Short life.
It won't be over till the battle is won.
Short life.
In it together with no time to lose.
Short life.
The road we've taken we don't always choose. But I'm just the narrator, and I'll catch you all later.
You have been listening to Act Two of Normanity by Jules Kleiser and Nige Reed, featuring Cameron Sharp as Norman, Simon Shorten as Bob, Norman's father, and Ronnie Yook, Siobhan Athwell as Celia and Mrs. Huckabee, Mark Pickering as Joe, Joelle Dyson as Portia and High Priestess Maureen, Michael Ahomka Lindsay as Triss and Posh Pierce, Catherine Aiken as Tara and the narrator. Directed by David Beck. Music director and keyboards, Patrick Stockbridge. Casting by Fiona Thrail. Press conference guitar solo written by Michael Wiseman. Guitarist, Adam Chinnery. Broadcast assistant, Fiona Thrail. Editing and sound design by Ross Berman. Script consultant, Shannon Perry. And produced by Sarah Golding. This was a wireless theater production in collaboration with JK Music, recorded at Jukebox Studios with Stephen Kay. Please do hunt down our website for more unmissable audio gold, www.wirelesstheatre.co.uk. Now feel free to rate, review, and share. Thank you for listening.